This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday signed the most sweeping gun violence bill in decades, a bipartisan compromise that seemed unimaginable until a recent series of mass shootings, including the massacre of 19 students and two teachers at a Texas elementary school. The House gave the final approval on Friday following Senate passage on Thursday, and Biden acted just before leaving Washington for two summits in Europe. The legislation will toughen background checks to the youngest gun buyers, keep firearms from more domestic violence offenders, and help states put its red flag laws that make it easier for authorities to take weapons from people adjudicated or judged to be dangerous. President Biden is aiming to sustain the global alliance punishing Russia for its invasion of Ukraine as he embarks on a five-day travel to Europe. His trip comes as the four-month-old war shows no sign of abating and its aftershocks to global and food supplies. The global coalition bolstering Ukraine and punishing Russia for its invasion has showed signs of fraying amid skyrocketing inflation and food and energy prices caused by the conflict. Russian forces were seeking to swallow up the last remaining Ukrainians in a stronghold in the eastern Luhansk region, pressing their momentum after taking full control Saturday of the charred ruins of Severodonetsk and the chemical plant where hundreds of Ukrainian troops and civilians had been holed up. The bombardment preceded a meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. This is VOA News. A day after the U.S. Supreme Court's bombshell ruling overturning Roe v. Wade ended in the constitutional right to abortion, emotional protests and prayer vigils have been turning to resolve as several states enact bans, and both supporters and foes of abortion rights map out their own moves. A Texas group that helps women pay for abortions has halted its efforts while evaluating its long legal risk under a ban, and if it, it says will disproportionately hurt poor and minority women. Mississippi's only abortion clinic is continuing to see patients while awaiting a 10-day notice that will trigger a ban. No elected and some elected officials are vowing to protest women's access to abortion. Iraq's caretaker prime minister arrived in Saudi Arabia on Saturday, according to his office, in a visit that an official said aims at reactivating Baghdad's mediated talks between the kings and kingdom in Iran. The official said that Mustafa al-Qadhimi promised to travel to Tehran after the visit to Saudi Arabia. The visit seems new and open that would reactivate dialogue between the two regional forts and foes, according to the original who was privy to the Iran-Saudi dialogue track. Moroccan state media have been reporting that the number of people who were killed after they tried to scale a border fence between Moscow's and Spanish enclave in North Africa has risen to 23. Human rights organizations in Spain and Morocco called on both countries to investigate the circumstances surrounding the deaths. Moroccan authorities said the individuals died as a result of a stampede of people who attempted Friday to climb the iron fence that separates the city of Melilla and Morocco. The World Health Organization said that the escalating monkeypox outbreak in more than 50 countries should be closely monitored, but it does not warrant bringing a declared global health crisis. In a statement, the WHO Emergency Committee said that many aspects of the outreach were unusual and acknowledged that monkeypox, which is endemic in South African countries, may be neglected. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.